This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, America. How are you?
And now, from the studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense, the only show dedicated to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. America, class is now in session. Right here, right now. Let's welcome this week's host.
And here we are, bright and shiny faces today. Leo Honeycutt in for the vacationing one and only Jim Brown, along with Ronna Gray. Good morning, Ronna.
Good morning, Leo. Don't you want to be Jim Brown in your next lifetime? He goes to some great places.
Look, life's going fast enough as it is. I don't want to jump ahead 15 years. But no, he is having a good time down in Mexico right now at a destination wedding. A lot of people are doing destination weddings now. Sometimes I wonder if that's not to... That's not to like just like we only want the people who really want to be with us, but it's kind of expensive.
I kind of roll your wedding, honeymoon all into one, too. You can just kind of take everybody with you.
Yeah.
They are nice and lots of
fun. Your in-laws with you, yes. Sure.
Lots of fun places for destination weddings. I think people enjoy it. I know a lot of people who have gone down there with Jim for that one and seem to be having a great time. I saw on social media Jim taking some art classes.
I saw that.
So he's turned the destination wedding into
a learning experience.
Of course.
Jim Brown to do that.
The professor of thinkology. Mm-hmm. He's wanted to do that for some time. I was excited to see that.
Yeah, well, I hope that he brings us something back that's really good and interesting. He is with him out today. We've had a lot of very interesting things on this show. I mean, my goodness. Look at what just happened the day before yesterday when they released 2,800 documents in the JFK assassination. Now, there's not anything earth-shattering in there that conspiracy theorists are going to point to, except that somebody in London called up 30 minutes before JFK was assassinated in Dallas and said, contact the American Embassy because something big is about to happen in the United States. Now, that is very strange, given the fact that the CIA and the FBI both had been tracking Lee Harvey Oswald, who had left New Orleans, had gone to Mexico City about 3 weeks before the assassination, came back to New Orleans, then went to Dallas. And the crazy thing about this is that the FBI office in Dallas was notified of his movements and said, watch this guy. And he wound up being right across the street from them at the Texas School Book Depository and then escaped the crime scene.
Leo, I feel like for people of our age and people of a certain age, the JFK assassination is going to dominate our entire lives. Because, you know, there's more to come.
Right.
They did not release all of the documents.
Right. Yeah, and I saw where a judge was disappointed that, for some reason, President Trump sat on top of that. But it was revealed, too, not that this was no big shock, but it was revealed that the Kennedy administration had tried to kill Fidel Castro a couple of different times.
Right.
And I remember that there was a guy in Louisiana that did an entire, at Southeastern Louisiana University, did an entire curriculum on the JFK assassination.
Right.
And his takeaway was is that he felt like that Castro got Kennedy before Kennedy got Castro.
Could be. Again, I think conspiracy theories about the JFK assassination are going to continue for many decades to come.
Well, it is an obsession. And I think that we want to know more than just who did it. We want to know why. The
right.
question is why.
Well, because there are multiple reasons that there could be, and involving the mob, and would they hire one of them to be a hit? Sam Giancana.
Yeah.
And
you see, a lot of people don't realize that the back history is that the mob pretty much controlled the Batista regime because they had all the casinos in Havana.
Right.
And they were operating and controlling those casinos out of Miami, Florida.
Right.
And so the CIA actually went to them and offered to pay them $150,000 to take out Castro. And they said, keep the money. We'll do it for free. and of course, Castro died of natural causes.
At a very old age.
At a very old age.
Right.
You know, so anyway, the reason we bring that up now is because in the next hour, we're going to have an exclusive interview with the only man left living that was actually at the John Fitzgerald Kennedy autopsy at the Bethesda Naval Hospital on November 22nd, 1963. He's going to be joining us in the next hour. And if you can't stick around for it, then maybe you might want to go to the podcast and listen to this, because he always has this great insight about what it was actually like. Now, you know, earlier this year, the movie Jackie had come out.
Right.
In that movie, Natalie Portman played Jackie Kennedy, and there's a scene where she apparently tries to storm into the autopsy room and wants to know what's going on. And then she's manhandled back out, like, you shouldn't see this, Mrs. Kennedy. And but anyway, so this gentleman is going to tell us, did that actually happen? Because
Hollywood more intrigue.
Right. And it just, they keep pushing, and that's the reason why there's so many conspiracy theories, because you've got so much, I hate to use this word, fake news. You know, they satirize and they push the envelope on theatrical license for things that just didn't really happen.
Right. We have another person that we're going to talk about on the show today that there also seems to be something of an obsession about, and that's Ernest Hemingway.
Oh, yeah.
People can't get enough of him either.
Well, you know, but when you read him, he is, I love Hemingway. He's one of my favorite authors. I hate the way he ended up in his life, because that doesn't bode well for those of us who write. but in there, you know, you've been to his house in Havana. I can't believe it.
Yeah, I've been to the one in Key West and the one in Havana. Again, obsession with Hemingway.
Well, you see,
everyone has it.
And I remember that he writes with such such economy. Old Man in the Sea, and, you know, The Sun Also Rises. Anyway, all of them, For Whom the Bell Tolls, name it. They're all classics.
Farewell to Arms, he wrote in Cuba also, right.
Right, and he was 27 years old when Scribner's picked him up. In fact, he was introduced to Max Perkins, who's the editor at Scribner's, by F. Scott Fitzgerald. F. Scott Fitzgerald introduced Hemingway and got his first contract.
One of my favorite things about Ernest Hemingway is no matter where you go in the world, if you go to a really cool place, Rome or Venice or all these different places, someone's going to point out to you Ernest Hemingway's favorite bar.
Right.
I don't know if they all decided to tap into the obsession with Hemingway and make it a marketing strategy.
Sloppy Joe's?
Yes.
Yeah. Everybody goes to Sloppy Joe's
right.
When it comes down there. I really worried about that place, you know, when the hurricane, when Irma came through.
Yeah.
But apparently his house and all fared quite well.
Seems to have. One of the things I want to ask our guest today, you know, the home, they seem to have uncovered another manuscript that they weren't sure where they were, where was located in this Hurricane Irma that we've recently talked about here on the show. And
so
you just keep finding things.
Flying around the hurricane. Right. Say, hey, look, a new one.
Like the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, like the Wizard of Oz.
They just plucked it out of the air.
Ron and I were just talking about before we hit the air that when Castro took over Cuba, Ernest Hemingway was actually, he was in favor of that, because he said that this was, He was for the common man, see, and so. But the problem is that when Castro took over, he had to get out. Ernest had to get out because he saw that this regime was about to be hugely militaristic, and he went off and left one of his last manuscripts, which he couldn't get back until like a year or so later.
It's amazing,
you know.
And then our first guest up has got some interesting insight for us. You know, you always hear whispers and quiet little stories when there's a charity or your church or something where some of their funding may have disappeared or been misspent.
Oh, yeah.
And our first guest, Lisa London, is a CPA who's going to talk about that, and I think has some pretty shocking information, starting with the fact that almost $40 billion is stolen annually from churches. Is that unbelievable?
It's every bit. It's a little bit more than what all the churches spend on missionary work around the world.
So half of what good people give, who sometimes can't really afford to give what they do to their church.
Right.
But because it's their church, tithe, their 10% of their income or whatever. And I'm looking really forward to hearing what Lisa London has to say about this and what people can do about it.
That's right. And that's what we're our first guest up in about the next 3 minutes we're going to have right here on the Common Sense Radio Show. So that, Ernest Hemingway and JFK. And in the middle of it, we're going to also talk about how your dog can save your life. How your dog can save your life. October is Pet Wellness Awareness Month. And guess who is saving who, the dog or the owner?
Our listeners better stay with us for the whole 2 hours because we got a lot coming up.
Yes, we do. All right, so Rhonda Gray and Leo Honeycutt in for the vacationing Jim Brown, and we hope that you'll go ahead and grab another cup of coffee and get yourself settled in for a really good show. Or if you're driving, stick with us. We're going to have more of the Radio Common Sense right after this.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This is the old Cajun contractor Michael King here, host of Home Talk USA. Did you know that you can now shop and purchase online quality name brand tools and accessories at discounted prices from one of the top most visited online hardware stores, The Handy City? That's right. You can now take the hassle of having to go out and purchase these products. Just think, you can now order all of the top name brands from the comfort of your home computer and have it delivered straight to you in most cases. And the shipping is free. All the products are personally endorsed by me and guaranteed 100% by the manufacturer by using our online store. You'll be also helping to keep our popular home improvement radio show on the air. So please check out our website today at thehandycity.com. That's thehandycity.com. I'll say it again, thehandycity.com. Quality products at discount prices straight to you. I have only one thing I can say. Sauce le bon ton relay. Let the good times roll. Yahee!
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, everybody. everybody. Ronna Gray and Leo Honeycutt in for the vacation. Mr. Brown, who is down in Naco, having a good time down there with the Callistas.
San Miguel.
Maybe he'll bring us back something really interesting without a worm in it. Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be nice.
Okay, so you're going to go to church today, or you have been to church before, or maybe you just go to church once or twice a year. It doesn't matter. Well, actually, I guess it probably does, especially if you're a believer. But we do hear this from time to time about churches that get into financial trouble, and invariably it's because somebody, usually on the inside, has done something creative with the accounting. Now, this is not an indictment of all churches, you understand. This is just simply cases where churches sometimes come up with funds missing because there's just too much opportunity there. But I was astounded, Ronna, to find that it was $40 billion.
I'm fascinated to talk to our next guest, Lisa London. Lisa, are you here with us today?
I sure am.
Lisa is a CPA and the author of The Accountant Beside You. And as Leo just said, Lisa, we are blown away by the amount that you're telling us is basically stolen from churches. Tell us a little bit about how that number came to be.
Well, the Brotherhood Insurance Group actually found that number in 2014. They calculated that number in 2014, that it looked like about $39 billion, that's with a B, dollars were stolen from churches. And what really blew me away about that number is that churches in that same time period spent about $34 billion on their mission work. So just imagine if we could get the control set in place so they have that money, they could double the amount of good work they're doing.
That's astounding, because you're right. That's a huge number that churches are spending. When you learn that they spend almost $35 billion, with a B, as you said, on their missionary work in this period of time, and then you pause and say, but hey, if we could stop the theft, they could double. They could spend twice as much. Imagine all the good they could do. Now, I have my own ideas about what some of the problems are and how these things slip by, but tell our listeners, it's Sunday, and as Leo said, a lot of people will be going to church today and probably listening to the show, and they'll start thinking about who keeps the books in the church. And tell us why that's able to happen.
Well, a lot of times churches think they're either too small to put in appropriate controls, or they think, well, nobody would steal from us because we're a church. Of course, if you Google stealing from a church, you get about 8 billion hits, so you know that's not the case.
Right.
And typically, the other problem we have is that when people do get caught stealing from a church, you know, as church people, we're kind of forgiving, right? And so they tend to not go and prosecute them, and so then they're free to go to the next crowd. But your typical thief of a church or any nonprofit, so, and I don't mean to make this church only, you know, nonprofits lose about 7% of their donations a year.
That's disheartening.
Yeah, isn't it though? And typically, and that is about the same rate as for-profit companies. So just because people work in nonprofits doesn't mean they're any more honest than they are in a for-profit company. And what happens is your typical thief has been with the organization for 7 to 8 years, is middle-aged, and, you know, they start out just taking a little bit because the opportunity is there, and they think they'll put it back. And then it grows and it grows, and then the next thing you know, they can't put it back, and now it's too big. So be suspicious of either for-profit or non-profit, of anyone who never takes a vacation that has access to your money.
Aren't there any safeguards here for, like, the board members, or aren't there audits of these either churches and or non-profits?
There are, and, you know, big churches and non-profits have to have audits by outside companies. But most of our, you know, volunteer work is actually done with smaller nonprofits and small churches that maybe have an audit committee, either people who don't necessarily have an accounting degree, or, you know, or they don't have audits done because they're not required by law to have them. But some really basic things that every organization, no matter how small they are, can put in place. You can't, you know, every crime has motivation, you know, opportunity. what means motivation and opportunity? Well, you can't take away the motivation, but you can take away the means and the opportunity.
Right.
And so
what can our churches do, Lisa?
Our churches can make sure there's two basic things that I try to tell everyone I work with. Two basic things. One, anytime there is cash or, I'm going to say assets, you know, T-shirts, books, whatever, things you might have selling or whatever. Anytime those are, you know, out there available for sale or you have the cash in hand, two people should be handling it. So if I'm at a PTA meeting taking dues, I am going to have two people sitting at the treasurer's table and taking the checks and the cash and writing them down. If I'm picking up the basket after collecting through the church, two people walk it back to the counting room, count it together, sign off on how much it is, put it in the safe for the deposit.
Well, I've seen that. I have seen that at our church, actually.
And, Lisa, that protects the person handling the money as much as it protects the church, don't you think?
Oh, definitely. I personally am treasurer for a church, and I'm like, I'm telling them, I want to put these procedures in place because I want to keep myself above suspicion.
Right.
You know, I know I won't steal, but I don't know if the next guy coming in behind me won't.
So, or a church may feel that the collections were much larger than they actually were and start casting doubt on the person handling the money. So it's just great to do what you're saying.
It's just common sense. And then the other piece of it that's really also easy to do is that your bookkeeper cannot have any access to the cash. So they can't be the check signer. They can't be the one counting the cash after the services. They just can't have access to the cash. And this one is what small organizations, like, we're too small to have a bookkeeper separate from a treasurer. Well, that's the case. Just don't let your treasurer be on the check signer. Have your executive director, your pastor, be the check signer, not the treasurer.
Okay, now, if you're one of the parishioners, can you request a copy of the audit? I know a lot of people probably wouldn't feel right or they wouldn't want to try to challenge the hierarchy of a church, but let's face it, there are a lot of churches out there who don't really answer to anyone, and to a degree, maybe they might want some ambiguity.
Well, if that's the case, most churches, you know, a lot of churches will actually post their monthly financial statements right up on the, you know, on the gathering hall board. And anytime that I have a church, I mean, I get calls on a regular basis or emails that are just heartbreaking. They're like, I'm the new treasurer because the bookkeeper has been stealing us from us the last 10 years. Or, I'm the new treasurer and the pastor won't let me see the financial statements. I'm like, that's a big red flag.
Yep.
So if you, you know, yes, if they're not being shared with the congregation, you should definitely ask.
Lisa, I'm sorry, we're going to have to take a break. Can you stay with us? Okay, well, hang tight. We're going to have more of the RadioCommonSense.com show right after this.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Join the club. That's the Cajun Mike Cooking Club for only $9.95 per month. You'll learn how to cook Cajun. Just think, iconic, authentic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and red beans and rice from a real New Orleans Cajun. Cajun Mike will also reveal other secret family recipes that up until now have never been revealed to the public. As a VIP member, you'll receive a couple of authentic Cajun and Creole recipes a month, a step-by-step instruction video, access to our weekly conference calls where you can ask Cajun Mike any question or comment about the recipe. Did I also mention about our product discounts? That's only available to our VIP members. So what are you waiting for? To become a Cajun Mike Cooking Club member, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. Or call Cajun Mike at 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. 855-785-0222. Cookingwithcajun.com. Cajun, right at your doorstep.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Welcome back, everybody. We hope your Sunday is looking really good out there. It's Leo Honeycutt in with Bronna Gray, and we're talking in this hour right now, just before we talk about how your dog can actually save your life, we're talking about how you can get more accountability maybe out of the accounting for your at your church. But according to Lisa London, our guest here, $40 billion is stolen from churches each year.
And according to the Association of Certified Fraud Examiners, nonprofits lose about 7% also, Lisa confirmed. And Lisa's telling us some great information. It is more touchy, I think, with nonprofits and churches than it is the private sector. But she's giving us some great tips. Lisa, thanks. Welcome back to the Jim Brown Common Sense Radio Show. You were telling a little bit about what churches can do. A lot of us individuals have learned QuickBooks and things like that. Is that something small churches should consider?
Oh, yeah. So getting a good accounting system, and QuickBooks, even though it's not really designed for churches, is easy to use because people like you are used to it, right? And so that's why actually I got started in this. I wrote a book called QuickBooks for Churches because I was helping my church convert to the accounting system. And there was no resources out there to help the non-accountants that were doing all the volunteer work understand how to do it. So I call my series The Accountant Beside You because I'm like the accountant standing beside you saying, do this, do this, do this.
Well, you know, that what you have must be a gift, because most people just run from numbers. I mean, especially it seems like in nonprofits they run.
That's why we have CPAs.
Right.
Well, and that's why, you know, but small nonprofits, it's hard to afford the CPA. So I really want to get a group of resources together that would be, you know, achievable for just, I've just got stuck being the treasurer for my Boy Scout group. What do I do, you know? So that's the kind of help I try to give is to the non-CPAs. Hey, you can do it. It's not that hard. You know, I'm not going to get into complex GAAP and all accounting jargon. I'm just going to tell you the basics of what you need to do to stay out of trouble.
And
money safe. That's my biggest concern is that, you know, everybody just thinks, oh, that nice guy's been doing this forever. That's great. Well, it's great, but somebody should be keeping an eye on it. You know, like, we don't know what's happening in his life and he might be tempted, right?
And as Rhonda said earlier, too, you've got to watch that, because that's as much protection for the person handling the money as it is for the church. Because, I mean, let's face it, the stock and trade for the Boy Scouts or the churches or nonprofits is all reputation.
Right.
And if something blows up, there goes your donations.
That's exactly right. And, you know, things happen. Mistakes do get made. And so if you have good processes and procedures in there, those get caught before they become errors, before they become a problem, like the IRS shutting you down for not paying payroll taxes or, you know, those types of things
Right. That
do happen.
Lisa, if a treasurer of a church is out there listening to us and they're starting to panic hearing us talk about how much is stolen, what's the first thing you would suggest that they do to make sure their church is safe?
I would make sure that any time money is being collected, you've got the two people there. And always, and preferably, two people who are not married. This is more of a likelihood of collusion. So you've always got two people handling the money. Secondly, I would make sure that your bookkeeper isn't a check signer, doesn't have access to the online banking or the PayPal account, those type of things. It puts another step, I know, in the bookkeeping process, but it's very important. And thirdly, I would make sure that your governing board, whether that's the parish council or whatever you call your governing board, that they are looking at the financial statements every single month. And if you do budgeting, the fourth thing that's just will keep errors from showing up or shortfalls, if you prepare a good solid budget and then you're starting to compare that every single month, if there's money missing, it becomes evident quickly. Or, in fairness, most of the time it's really not money missing, it's mistakes get made. And thus, by sitting in those four procedures, you can catch most of those errors before they get to be a problem.
I think that's important to say to listeners, too, because they might also mistakenly say, oh, no one in our church is going to steal from the church and just disregard this. But you're right, it could be errors, or it could be the case you mentioned in the first segment, that someone is in a bind and plans to use money and is going to put it back, and then they can't put it all back. And
right.
They, you know, you never know if someone has a gambling addiction or some other sort of addiction that.
Well, and this is on the rise, too, in states that have gambling now.
Right. That they would not in their normal life steal, but being in the position of handling a lot of cash, would think, I can use this and put it back, and no
Nobody
one will ever
will
know.
But so. They do, so.
But they do, and that's the sad part.
Right.
The very sad part. The other thing to keep an eye on is bills that get paid for, like, utility bills. So, you know, you review, even if you're the pastor or the governing council and you're reviewing the bookkeeper stuff and you see a book bill to the energy company, you don't think much about it. Well, you got to double check and make sure they're not double paying it and paying their own private bills. Or having procedures in place to say what's reimbursable or not. Pastors are really bad about not knowing really what they, I use the term business expense versus a personal expense. And so I've got a book called Church Accounting, the How-To Guide, in which case I detail not only procedures to keep the money safe, but also how to stay out of trouble with the IRS regulations on, you know, what's allowable as a church expense and what's not.
Well, that sounds like a good book for any board to have at a church. That would be really good. And let me ask you this. Is it better for the pastor to stay far away from the money?
I don't like the pastor to be the bookkeeper because I think they need to be reviewing the big picture. You know, the pastor and the board need to be the ones looking at the big picture, seeing where, you know, if money's shortfall coming in, what changes do we need to make, or, you know, those type of things. They don't need to necessarily be doing the detailed kind of stuff. So it's okay for the pastor to have signing abilities on the checking account. I think that's great, but he shouldn't be the one counting the cash, you know, writing, having control of the donor records. That's what the control is. If you can pretend that the donor records are one thing to the donors, but the money's not actually going into the church, that's another way to say it.
Yeah, I can see why the pastor would probably not need to know who is giving what, because then they may have a problem with certain people.
I want to make sure our listeners know, too, they can go to your website, I believe, lisalondoncpa.com, for more information on how to get these books. And I believe they're available through Amazon and other major booksellers, too. But we'll also put a link. Go ahead. Yes, please.
I can say the accountantbesideyou.com is actually a better link to go to.
The accountantbesideyou.com. And listeners, we'll have that on radiocommonsense.com. So you can find Lisa's resources easily. I wanted to get that in before. We've got so many questions for you.
Sorry. And there's a lot of free resources and videos and those types of things. So, you know, to help them get started and understand what needs to be done.
Well, this is a very nebulous area that most people who go to church don't even know anything about. And I'm not going to say they don't want to know about it, but there's just something about mixing church theocracy along with money that just doesn't quite sit well with everybody. Do you find that people are resistant to that?
Well, I find that people who are drawn to, you know, really kind of doing the works in the church tend to be a little less analytical. So it's not so much that everybody understands you have to have money to run your missions, right? Mm-hmm. But you know, the touchy-feely side of
right.
You know, being generic church people is not, you know, quite the same as the analytical side of the accountant type.
I got you.
Lisa, we're going to have to go, but I want to mention
right there, Lisa. So thank you very much.
Go ahead. I want to mention again the accountantbesideyou.com, Lisa's website.
All right, we're going to have thanks for joining us, Lisa. Up next, how your dog, yes, woof, can save your life right after this.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, everybody. Leo Honeycutt and Ronna Gray in for Jim, who is in Naco having a good time. Before you take Fido out for the walk today, understand something. You're not just helping him relieve his pressure. You're actually, or him or her, you're actually, he's actually helping you. Because this is October, and October is National Pet Wellness Month, with about 2 days left in October, we decided to tell you about it. And that, in a way, it's not just National Pet Wellness Month, but it's also Pet and Human Wellness Month. We have veterinarian from Austin, Texas, Allie Gamble Honeycutt, on with us. And yes, for full disclosure, I have to say she is my daughter-in-law, and we love her. But Allie, good morning. Hey, is my son behaving?
He's actually walking our dogs right now as we speak.
Well, well, there you go. Okay, so I think it's interesting. I'm sorry that we waited to the very end of the month to discuss this, but it's not like this doesn't happen in every other month. But it's supposed to be National Pet Wellness Month, but what we're discovering is that the pets are actually helping us get out more, and we need to get out more. Is that what you're finding in your practice?
Certainly. Not only is obesity and inactivity an issue for animals, for dogs and cats, but certainly for people as well, especially with the way lifestyle trends are going these days. So, having that motivation to get out more just because you need to let your dog out can make a big difference in your daily routine and also just your overall wellness and your ability to move, really. So certainly it's something that we see very, very regularly in practice as a veterinarian, but also as a dog owner, I know firsthand that it's so much more, it's so much easier for me to justify getting up at the same time every day because I know my dogs are waiting to take their walk. And, it helps me develop a good routine, but also helps me get out more and start my day regularly with a little bit more energy than I would have otherwise. And it certainly gets me outside more.
Allie, this is Ronna Gray sitting in with Leo this morning. I was thinking, too, there's got to be a lot of research that just shows people with pets in the home. You focus on your pet's health, the checkups, their diet, their teeth, and all that. It just is another reminder to take care of yours
yourself
as well.
Yeah.
So I think as veterinarians are really encouraging that. That's just a general good health message for people.
Definitely. And, you know, you see the commercials about dog food and cat food and all that stuff. And, you know, I certainly hope that it causes people to question what they're feeding their pets, but also to question what they're putting in their own bodies and, you know, think about their own health a little more in the forefront of their mind than they would otherwise if they didn't have to think about this for another creature. Especially in a society where, you know, people are waiting a little bit longer to have children, and not as many people are choosing to have children. You know, this is just another outlet for people to have that responsibility and to care for another creature and to worry about health and longevity and the things that are important for our long-term happiness and health for sure.
Hey, Allie, let me ask you something. We can all stay anonymous for this, but when you see people come in, if you see somebody who appears to be overweight bringing in an overweight dog, how do you gingerly tell them maybe you need to get out more and exercise both of you more?
It's definitely a there's a fine line between good advice and criticism. so, you know, you definitely have to go, like you said, very gingerly and, you know, just politely, as best you can, say, you know, Fluffy, I'm concerned about her potentially getting arthritis in the future just because she's got a little extra on board. So, you know, for the benefit of her health and her long-term health, it would really be appropriate for us to try to get her a little bit more active. You know, so getting her on a regular walks and that kind of thing and watching how much she eats and, you know, making sure she loses weight in a healthy way will help ensure her long-term health. So I know personally, I try to focus very much on the animal.
Sure.
And, you know, it can be a little bit awkward sometimes. But for the most part, people are receptive. And don't seem to take it personally, but I'm hopeful that in some of these situations, they go home and they think, okay, well, you know, I really need to get Lily a little more active, and that'll encourage them to become more active, even if they're not thinking about it consciously for themselves.
You know, that is kind of crazy, because if you won't do it for yourself, do it for your dog.
That's right.
Right, definitely.
Allie, I'm fascinated by the comfort dogs that you see on television that go in after these tragedies. And I just saw a video online of them. They took them in. They brought them actually into Baton Rouge, where Leo and I are broadcasting from today, after the police shootings and some police protests here.
Mm-hmm.
Just brought them in to kind of comfort the community. And I saw a special that they just brought them into Las Vegas after that shooting. Tell us a little bit about the psychological benefit of owning pets and what you see in your practice there. They help not just with the focus on the physical health, but I think on emotional well-being too. Don't you believe that?
Oh, definitely. And there are so many studies coming out these days that prove that they help with our mental stability as well as our heart health through helping us handle stressful situations better and helping with our anxiety. So most of the studies have shown that being able to pet an animal on a consistent basis helps lower our blood pressure in general and give us a more steady heart rate overall. So, you know, they're finding all these things about heart attacks and heart attack survivors tend to do better post-heart attack if they have a dog in their home or a cat. But, you know, there's so much. This is such a big topic to cover because there are so many little things that animals help us with every day just through basic interactions. You know, in children and in elderly people, it helps people to be able to socialize a little bit better and communicate with each other better, which is important, you know, in any kind of stressful or traumatic situation, to be able to feel and express yourself about that feeling.
Hey, Allie.
But also, yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead and finish.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say, and also, you know, they help prevent that feeling of desperate loneliness and isolation, because you have that unconditional love there. So no matter what situation you're in, even if you don't have another person that depends on you or that you share that love with, you have this other creature that is there giving you that unconditional love that can be really essential sometimes, especially in these post-traumatic situations.
Okay, Allie, we've talked about this before briefly, but if a parent says that, you know, let's go and try to get a dog for our child, does the child learn responsibility through this, and is that a reason to get a pet?
I mean, I don't know that should be a sole reason to get a pet, but yeah, certainly, it helps them socialize as well. But you know, developing those routines early on in life and understanding the importance of a routine, as far as having to feed Fido at X time every day and walk them every day, and it certainly, if the child is in charge of that, will help them develop a sense of responsibility, and definitely something that, again, helps reinforce routine and being active a little more so, getting outside more so. So definitely benefits kids in a lot of ways, but certainly for responsibility purposes as well.
And away from the iPhones and iPads,
right,
and all that.
Yeah. You can't play with your dog through an iPhone. So, well, I don't know. They're working on that right now.
There's an app for that.
I'm sure there's an app for that, but, I don't know that we're quite there yet.
Yeah, well, I hope we never get there, because we do need to try to move around more and get more outside.
Definitely.
Well, look, Allie, thank you very much for joining us, and try to keep my son straight. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Allie Gamble-Honeycutt, veterinarian in Austin, Texas. And as we continue with the Radio Common Sense, so you're on right now, up next we're going to talk about Ernest Hemingway and a new book that's out about some of his personal correspondence, which, by the way, he did not want to be made public. And then later we talked to a guy who was actually at the autopsy of John Fitzgerald Kennedy, and he's got something to say about the 2,800 new documents that are just now coming out about the JFK assassination. Go ahead and warm up another cup of coffee, and Ron and I will be right back with more RadioCommonSense.com.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. What's for dinner tonight? Tired of cooking the same old meals? Can I offer a suggestion? What about Cajun? That's right, Cajun. But wait, I know what you're thinking. Never tried it. Don't know how. Don't have all the ingredients. Well, I got some good news for you. Cajun Mike, host of Cooking with Cajun, has put together a step-by-step instructional video, along with the recipes on how to cook these iconic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and over 150 Cajun and Creole recipes. And it's now available to you. Just think, you can now cook the same dishes that are served in some of the finest restaurants in New Orleans. And listen to this. He will also deliver all the ingredients right to your doorstep. So what are you waiting for? To order your personalized instructional video along with the recipes, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. To order your home delivery, call 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. Yahee! And bon appetit!
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.